Did you enjoy your walk, my son? I am happy to see that you once again are the happy young man of my memory. We must, as a family, try to assemble our lives as best we can. And while you seem to be returning to yourself, I can see that you are still unhappy. And for that I am truly sorry. I confess, however, my son, I have always looked forward to your marriage to our dear Elizabeth. Elizabeth, now this would perhaps even resolve your uncertainty, and would at the same time provide the final tie for our family, while allowing an old man peace in his declining years.
Dearest father, reassure yourself. I love my cousin tenderly, unsincerely. Never has another woman excited my warmest admiration and affection as does Elizabeth.
You have been as one since children, but so blind has been my plan. Raised as though family, you may now regard her more as your sister, with no wish that she might become your wife.
No, father, it is Elizabeth to whom I pledge my heart forever. How can I tell him? Can I reveal to him the truth of my obligation? Each moment passing brings a sense of what's occurred, and now I think of little more than what's been asked of me by him. My task, my pledge, my promise.
The one who makes a pledge commits to now the promise keep. But if the contract doesn't stick, the maker then must weep.
To make these wonderful plans, I wish to visit England before beginning my new life with my darling Elizabeth.
We had, you know, considered this possibility.
And who might I ask are we?
Why, Elizabeth and myself, of course.
From the house of Clerval, 'tis I, Henry Clerval, friend, confidant, and clearly the best man to the groom to be. And it is I who will accompany this fair young virgin on his tour through manhood. A few months perhaps, even a year or more, whatever it takes, this boy will come back here. He will return, having learned, for Elizabeth he has yearned. I have a plan. He will return a man.
Elizabeth, my child, I am the foundation of this family. As we had expected,
Elizabeth, I with all my heart, since the day we first met as children, have known that someday we would be man and wife. I must, however, now tend to one final matter before we can truly enjoy the happiness you so dearly deserve.
We, my love, will be together for the rest of our lives. Go now, enjoy your time with Henry. Then upon your return, our life together can begin.
Two brave young souls, untamed, unleashed into an unsuspecting world. We must go.